This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Recent strides from arts organizations are putting Basalt on the arts and culture map. Here to talk about them is arts reporter Claire Woodcock. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Kristen.
So what's going on in Basalt?
Honestly, a lot. But let's start with the Basalt Public Arts Commission. It's this organization created by the town and funded by a new 1% for the arts ordinance. And in June, BPAC, we're going to call it BPAC from now on, will launch its inaugural program called Confluence 3, and it's going to be a 6-year series of 3 temporary public art exhibits. So different sculptures will be installed every 2 years. The first collection of sculptures are being installed this week throughout different parts of town, and there's going to be 5 of them.
Do we know anything about these sculptures?
So the artist's name is Wynn Earl Bizzell Jr., and the installation is called Modio 2.0. Denver Art Museum had originally commissioned Bizzell's work in 2016. Now he's bringing it to Basalt, and it's supposed to symbolize the connectivity between the different parts of the town throughout the different pieces of this larger body of work.
Very cool. So what else is happening in Basalt?
Well, the town council voted 6-0 last week to grant a 99-year lease to the arts campus at Willits, or TICA, as we at the station like to call it. So if all goes as planned, Basalt is expected to have a full performing arts center operating in Willits Town Center by July 2022. There will be a public hearing June 13th before it's finalized, which means a temporary performing arts center, cleverly called The Temporary, will open in the ground floor of the Valley View Medical Building at Willits on August 1st. It's a smaller venue, so it's going to attract some smaller acts like local bands and comedians in the beginning, but it's expected to attract larger acts moving forward.
So why is there all this growth on the Basalt art scene right now?
Well, what I'm hearing from folks close to these projects is that Basalt wants to become a mid-valley mecca for the arts, to bring in more artists and stimulate economic growth. Geographically, Basalt is very spread out, and the arts community is attempting to bridge those different subdivisions of the town together to unify and grow its art programming to attract art lovers from Down Valley, Up Valley, and everywhere else in the world.
So your show, Curated, is on this afternoon. Will you be talking about any of this?
Yes. So today's episode is going to be all about public art. Sculptures found in unthought places, like, say, traffic circles. I'm actually going to be speaking with Nancy Lovendahl, a member of BPAC, in more detail on the Confluence 3 project.
Okay, tune into Curated this afternoon at 3:30. You can also listen to the show by going to aspenpublicradio.org. Claire, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Aspen Public Radio's arts and culture reporter, Claire Woodcock. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.